place called Orange Beach. But we do thank you for our first responders, and we ask that you would continue to keep them safe as they do their jobs. Father, we also thank you for our city leaders. We do pray that you give them wisdom with every decision that they make. Lord, as they seek to make Orange Beach an even better place to live, we pray that it would also be a place that would ultimately honor you. So, Lord, meet with them and meet with us tonight in this meeting. We thank you for it. We give you this name.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silver?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Costa is out of town. Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Okay, entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda with 5 additional items. Approval of a liquor license for the 2020 Wharf Boat Show. Resolution awarding the bid for a fireboat. Resolution awarding the bid for a double diaphragm pump. Resolution authorizing the sole source purchase of filter replacement services. Resolution appropriating funds to MAC.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Considering previous minutes, regular council meeting and committee of the whole of 12120, if there are no objections, reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements by our council?
Mayor, I don't have any real announcements other than Don Brandon. Where'd you go? Don Brandon's here with the Powerboat Sports Association.
Yes. Last time I was here, I told you we would have the powerboat races this year, but due to some unforeseen circumstances, we've got to cancel it for this year, and we are working on having it next year in 2021. And I appreciate, you know, any help that we get from the city, and it takes a lot of planning to get it done. Mm-hmm. So any questions that?
Mayor, Don had a question about the launch site down at our pier marina site. And I told him we have ongoing construction down there with the new facility building, putting pilings in the ground and such like that. They are looking for a launch site. I just don't know that logistically that's going to be the place with
my question was, and then I talked with Chris. He told me to get with Philip West. Mm-hmm. What available land is going to be there after all of that is done?
Very little.
Yeah. Because all we really need or looking for is a place to set the crane, set the boats in the water, and then move them over to the Sportsman's Marina, to the dock there in front of the Tiki.
There may be room south of the building. I mean, the building's laid out.
Yes,
so if you wanted to look
that
at where it's sitting and see where the stakes are and then look at south of it.
Yeah, but
I just
still,
don't know how much room there's going to be.
Yeah,
I don't know
with
what
the
boats
parking and all that stuff. Yeah.
The challenge is you lose your turnaround.
You lose your turnaround.
Because the building is where you used to drive and do the turn. So that's going to be a problem because you can't back down that road.
I don't know how it would work. I really don't.
Okay.
Phillip's got the layout of everything that's going to be placed over there. Mm-hmm. So I'm like Chris.
Well, Mr. Jeffries is right there. Tell her, Mayor Jeffries.
Well, there is no way you can do what you're trying to do.
Okay. Yeah, we had used that twice before. The only other thing I've got to talk with Brian about is maybe being able to set the crane up there directly in front of the Tiki Hut in that parking lot there, run the boats through the Sportsman, mm-hmm. and then set them in the water.
Well, that basin's very small.
Yeah.
They're adding docks with covered slips there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you get
what Philip West, he'll be able to tell you a lot more.
He'll show you the whole. He'll show you the whole schematics of that piece of property, where we're at on the plan and everything, and how it's going to be. So,
all right. Good.
Well, I don't want to say no without investigating it. I just know it's all very tight in there, and I don't know what the construction timeline for our new research center will be as well.
Yeah.
But that will eventually probably not be an option in the next very near future.
I've been looking for options for the last couple of months. And it's a good thing Orange Beach is growing, and every piece of single land that's available on the water is being developed.
Yeah.
So
The one place that might be an option, and we'd have to look at it, would be the north side new boat launch property, but that's a long run around.
Yeah, we're trying to eliminate that. That was one of the things that kept them from coming this year.
I understand completely. So, I just don't know on the south side, unless the state lets you do it there in front of Ono at the by the Caribe.
No, we had used that before for a couple of times at the Caribe, which was Outcast Marina at the time, and that has been told no. He didn't want to participate.
Well, I was talking about on state property on the east side.
East side of Caribe.
Yeah, it's all sand.
Yeah.
Unless there was a paved road going down to it. My next is if the city would maybe help me, if it comes to that point, going to the state and being able to launch them at Boggy Point. But that's
depends on
several
months
out before we have to consider that.
Depending on the time of year.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be in April. Yeah.
So I'm gonna be on whoever size says yes or no. Because I know,
like a good politician,
I know what's coming with that request, and you cannot win with that request. I mean, that you may win getting your boats, but then there's going to be heck to pay with people that can't get their boats launched. So,
I understand. Yeah.
So I don't know that. I don't
especially
know.
Especially in April.
Yeah.
Especially in April.
Yeah, a lot of it has
warm
to do with
weather,
the date too.
We're getting the boat out of the lift. Yeah. We're putting it on the trailer. We're going to go launch.
But I don't know. Let's just talk about it. Let's just see.
I'll come meet with
you. We'd like to see y'all come back. I just don't know how to service the boats. I can't imagine where.
There's a piece of property that's 23 acres that's for sale. Has a big concrete bulkhead on it now. And it's Trent Marina Road, where the marina used to be. Yep. And I've talked to them, but couldn't get a commitment out of it. So. Yeah.
Well, that'd be a tough driveway, too.
Well, we would have to, there is a way to do it. It's all hard ground out there, so that is a way to turn them around there. But they're worried about liability of the kid. So.
Okay. But
we're working on it.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for everything you've done, how hard you worked.
Don, thank you for coming tonight.
I would like to acknowledge and congratulate Mr. Silvers for his son being the quarterback of his first XFL win for the Seattle Dragons.
Yeah.
Well, he did set the first record for throwing the first touchdown, and then I reminded him right after that he set the record for throwing the first pick six, too. We had an interesting conversation at dinner that night in Washington, D.C., but we were really excited. My wife and I were able to take off a few days prior to that and go view Washington, D.C., and I'm going to just tell you, if you haven't been to Arlington, go to Arlington. It's just awesome. But that whole area, we missed President Trump landing by about 10 minutes and such, but a lot of excitement, a lot of good things happening. So, Mr. Boyd, I appreciate you. Thank you.
We appreciate it.
We're excited.
Yep. Good job. Keep him humble.
Yep.
Anybody else?
Mayor, I make one announcement. Mm-hmm. Just for those wondering, this was probably the Canal Road busiest congestion day with the movement of the signal poles at William Silvers. So hopefully that will continue to improve. Is that fair?
Yes.
So thank you for your patience. Thank you, council members who were caught in as well. So we all know that traffic was there, but it's actually moved along pretty well. Second thing I wanted to mention is that tonight we have a home game of the Mako baseball team. So their schedule is underway, and tonight's the first home game. I think last night one of the teams played at UMS Wright. So you'll see baseball, softball coming, and hopefully we can post those schedules and let everybody know when the home games are going to happen at the Orange Beach Sportsplex. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, the boys' middle school team beat UMS last night,
6-1.
So that's a pretty big deal.
They are a very established team.
Yeah. Anybody else?
This year for Mardi Gras, and that the Saturday night parade will be at 5:30 down on the beach road. So just remember, no Friday night parade, and this will be a mega parade on Saturday with lots of extra participants in the parade. Yes, the parade route will be on the south side, of 182 where the median begins. It will not be on the north side this year.
Thank you, Chris. We have a very special guest with us tonight, Mr. Brady Stevenson. Welcome back, Brady.
Thank you.
Yeah. See you, Brady. You're from New York City, right?
Y'all, Brady shared with me, we were actually stopped yesterday out at the pass, and he
stand
was talking
up,
to a gentleman. Stand up, Brady.
So should I say
and
hey
he was
to
telling me that he got to go and see Alabama and Arizona, the band Alabama. Make-A-Wish Foundation had sent him, and he got a guitar. And it's great to have you back, Brady. And if you see him around town on his bicycle, just honk at him and wave at him. So good to have you, Brady.
Good to have you, Brady.
I think he's going to be riding a fire apparatus, I believe, in one of the parades. Yeah. So.
That'd be on Saturday.
Saturday, there you go.
There you go.
Okay. There's no other announcements. Let's move to auditing of accounts, please.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest or within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest and swift supply within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Okay, presentation. Let's do the first one, the proclamation here.
We want to have a proclamation. Whereas the mayor and the city council and the citizens of the city of Orange Beach recognize the significance of planting of trees in the city of Orange Beach. Whereas our history of our city, indeed the very name of our city, is associated with the orange tree, and where we in Orange Beach, Alabama, recognize the National Arbor Day Foundation helps to promote the planting of trees in Orange Beach. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed by the Orange Beach City Council and Mayor that February 22nd, 2020 is Arbor Day in the city of Orange Beach, Alabama. And I assume we're giving out trees?
That's right.
Is that right, Woody?
So we're celebrating it this Saturday from 8 to 10 in front of the Community Development Building. We'll have several varieties of hardwood trees available for giveaway to residents. And just a note, I received notice a couple weeks ago that the city has been designated as a tree city by the Arbor Day Foundation for, this makes actually 21 years in a row.
Wow.
So that's pretty impressive.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. We have a special recognition. Mr. Greg Alexander, our chamber president, would you like to take the mic?
Thank you, Mayor, members of council. The Coastal Alabama Business Chamber held our annual dinner, awards dinner, on the 7th at the beautiful Orange Beach Event Center. And we have a very special guest with us tonight. One of the awards that we give away each year that we present is the Small Business of the Year Award. Real quickly, if I could just tell you what that is. It recognizes the small business who has demonstrated exemplary achievement in the areas of business performance, innovation, customer service, human resources, and community involvement. We're very, very excited that a younger business from right here in the city of Orange Beach as our award winner this year, and that is Beach Ball Properties and Mr. Hunter Harrelson. So, Hunter, congratulations to you and your team. So, can Hunter say a word or two, Mr. Mayor?
Absolutely.
Assurance Manager.
Hey, I'm Ginger Harrelson. I'm co-owner and I also am corporate counsel for Beach Ball Properties.
So I'm Hunter Harrelson. I'm the owner of Beach Ball Properties and we're a boutique property management and vacation rental firm here on the Alabama Gulf Coast. So one of the things that makes Beach Ball different is we actually go out and inspect every one of our units before a guest arrives to make sure it's in the best shape, ready for them to have the best ball at the beach.
One of the things we do here at Beach Ball Properties is leave swag for our guests. We do this because we hope that you remember to book through us next time and also to thank you for choosing our company.
We are a family-oriented business. We love each other. We love our customers.
We're a big family around here. They're good people to work for. Take care of you if you have an issue or anything like that. They're more than willing to help you.
We offer you a special welcome as we reflect on 38 years of service, celebrate 2019, and chart our course for 2020. There ain't no better chamber than this right here, Coastal Alabama Rocks. And you need to give it up. The winner of the 2019 Small Business of the Year Award is Beach Ball Properties, Hunter and Ginger Harrelson. Come forward.
It's a remarkable bunch of people that came together to form this company. Ginger and Hunter are just exceptional. And their thought process and their theory of the business is state of the art.
That's us in a nutshell. Really what I wanted to come and say is I want to thank all y'all for building such a great community here that young entrepreneurs like myself can come here, move here, feel safe. The new school system that's coming in, I'll be able to have my daughter. We'll go to a safe school that's well taken care of. Because a lot of this island's changing, and y'all see that, and y'all are keeping up with that. Because there's, I don't know if I want to call it a youth movement by any chance, but there's a lot of us young entrepreneurs down here that are really doing a lot and coming to this area and being successful. Also, I want to thank Greg and the Chamber for bestowing this award upon us. They're a great chamber. I've lived in three or four different communities. They've been one of the best to work with. You get out of the chamber what you put in. Mm-hmm. And I tell anybody here, if you're an individual, if you're a business, go meet with Greg, go meet with his team, go talk to them, because they're willing to do the things to be successful, like opening up a branch here in Orange Beach so that I don't have to drive across town all the time for every one of my meetings. I want to thank all my friends and family for being here for us, supporting us, tough times. Sell your house, sell your boat, cash out your 401k to get started on this. So there's a lot of support system here. All the vendors, all the people that help take care of us, you know, the real estate agents that support us and bring us business, and again, the city of Orange Beach. Thank y'all.
Thank you, Hunter.
Thank you, Hunter.
Congratulations.
And congratulations.
Thanks for the trophy.
Y'all deserve it, buddy.
That's
y'all
deserve it.
All right. Moving to unfinished business under ordinances, second reading, ordinance amending ordinance number 172, metal siding for many warehouse buildings.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion? Did we?
Are we?
Go ahead, Jerry.
Are we square away on this? I've heard different things. I mean.
And I'm not sure I ended up knowing what the final ordinance is. Is that the complete facade of the building, no metal, or just the front?
The front and the sides.
And the sides, not just
right.
The front.
It will be like any other commercial building. And then if it abuts residential in the rear will also have to be finished and not metal.
Now, is this for each unit or just the office part of it?
It would be for all the buildings. It removes them from, they're the only exempted metal building allowance.
Yes.
And this all came about because we have some very, very, very unsightly buildings.
I think Perdido Key is doing something similar too, because they built a new one as you go in. It's not wood, but I think it's kind of like an EFAS look. And it looks very good. Matter of fact, you think it's another building. You don't even think it's storage. So I understand.
Let me ask this. Thinking. Is it the only... Are these the only buildings right now that fall under this exclusion?
Or? It's the only commercial building, yes, that falls under this exclusion. All other commercial buildings have to have sides and fronts that are finished other than metal.
Okay.
And what are the options are pretty much unlimited except for metal?
Correct.
Lap siding, whatever we want. Okay.
Vinyl siding.
Gotcha. Okay. That's probably fair. If you go with light vinyl siding, I mean, you're not. I mean, I was just always worried about the cost driving up the cost of the unit, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah.
But, I think there are very affordable alternatives.
Yeah, and I will say, and Jeff, just because you and I discussed this as well, I didn't realize they were the only ones excluded in the whole program. But it does, to let y'all know, we had this conversation a couple weeks ago when the first reading this came up, and my concern is just the cost of building, and that each time we turn, it just adds a cost to the building. I understand the long-term effects and what we're looking for. I mean, most of the mini storages we have now look pretty good. We make them put trees along the side. We do different landscaping. But I understand what the intent here is. Good. Thank you.
Any other thought? Any other discussion? All right. Well, we'll call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
No.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa is absent. Councilmember Boyd?
No.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Moving to new business under miscellaneous. Addition of a approval of a special events retail liquor license application for event concessions for the 2020 Wharf Boat Show to be held March 20th, 2020, Marina Lawn, Wharf Parkway.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of a fire protection, rescue, and emergency medical services agreement between City of Orange Beach and Ono Island Water Sewer Fire Protection Authority.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Ford, thank you.
Pete.
Everybody, where's Pete?
Here?
Pete
Chief.
Here.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you, Pete.
Pete. Ford.
Pete, you ought to come back more often.
Yeah, we'll charge you more money. Hey, it was a big deal, a big jump, but thank y'all for understanding and working with us to get it, hopefully a fair deal. Yeah, thank
well,
you.
Well, Chief, we applaud you for that as well.
Exactly.
Driving and doing what you did with
Amen.
It.
So absolutely, Chief.
Amen.
Okay, resolution authorizing the purchase of a fire apparatus for the fire department, Houston Galveston Area Council, not to exceed $534,183.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the purchase of a vehicle for the fire department from state bid in the amount of $38,217.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the sole source purchase of air diffusers from Scriber LLC for Utilities Department, $79,178.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing a franchise agreement with AAAND, We Ride LLC, Taxi, City Limits, Police Jurisdiction, City of Orange Beach.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing a franchise agreement, a better cab, taxi, city limits, police jurisdiction, Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a lease agreement with the Wharf Retail Properties for Fire Station 5.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution awarding the bid for a fire boat for the fire department. Gravois.
Yep.
Gravois. Gravois. Aluminum boats, metal shark, $999,158.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Just for discussion, Mayor, our match is what, in the range of
$250,000? That's our match.
City match.
Yeah.
75% funded by the Port Authority grant.
That's right.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you for clarifying that. I just wasn't sure when we first discussed this a while back that are we still in for the grant. So that's great. And I appreciate everybody's hard work and researching for that grant.
And I appreciate it. And, you know, it was a concern to me because even though majority of it was grant, there's still an expense and operations and cost. But for what we got for $250,000 was far superior to what we have. It's not even the same. ballpark.
Yes.
So, and this has so many options for rescue, not just fire, but for rescue. And we know how many times now we need a rescue boat. So
that's exactly right.
It is a great deal for us to be able to get it for $250,000 is just phenomenal. So thank you. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Resolution awarding the bid for double diaphragm pump, utilities department, $33,500.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion?
Is a double diaphragm kind of like refried beans? Just wondering. I knew it was your department, so. Okay, thank you. Just asking.
You always add value, Jeff, you know, whenever you can.
See, that's what you get when you put them in the newsletter.
Yeah.
That's true. I just wanted to let it simmer for a little bit, buddy. I wasn't ready to move on.
Oh, we got to move on.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the sole source purchase of a filter replacement services, Aqua Aerobic Systems, Utilities Department, $57,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? A resolution appropriating funds to the MACOs, Academics, Arts, and Athletics Clubs, $150,000.
Move to adapt.
Second.
Discussion. Any discussions or questions?
Yes. Mayor, I see this appropriations, and I understand what it's about, but when we get down to the one item for 50-some-odd thousand dollars for surplus to be discussed at a later time, I would like to pull that funding, and I'll pull it up right here for surplus. Surplus funding, $53,645.50, backup documentation to be provided at a later date. I see the Color Guard and Marching Band for $74,300. I get that. Arts Thespian Festival for $1,800. The Sports Nutrition, I understand that, $6,500. Spring Football, I see that request and attached. Surplus funding. $53,645.50, backup documentation to be provided at a later date.
Here's what's happening.
Tell me what's happening.
The need for so many, we hadn't bought much of the sports, for the spring sports equipment.
Yes, sir.
Band equipment, band uniforms.
That's right.
We're afraid that we're going to run into a timeline of trying to come back and ask for it on a per item basis. But everything that they're going to need for spring sports will be documented. This is just putting money in the bank ahead so that they can get the order out as it comes in. Because the coaches are still sizing, picking out uniforms, and those types of things. We just don't. They have essentially spent everything and was down to zero from last year. So we're putting money back in. Now, again, they're going to do their fundraisers. That'll be coming up probably to the tune of $250,000, $275,000.
Well, isn't that request here because the fundraisers haven't caught up the match?
Right, but we're this January 1st, so we're starting all over with all of that. So they're going back to the, all of the, we spent everything we had last year because it was
more.
Startup. Yeah.
And more.
So right now they're going back to all the sponsors for re-upping for 2020. Mm-hmm. But some of this stuff can't wait till they get the money in the bank, the equipment and things of that nature. So my suggestion is we just give them half of it, put the 50 in there just so that we wouldn't have to come back every other week or every week to try to put money in the bank because of the way the requests are coming and how fast they're coming and what's going to be needed, especially the next 4 to 6 weeks. So
I get that, but we're meeting every 2 weeks, right?
I understand that, but I didn't ask anybody to be here because I thought we all assumed. I didn't know that there was a question. I apologize.
Surplus funding. That's all.
But that money will be accounted for. It's not like it will not go into a black hole, but it is going towards spring sports. Arts.
And you're meeting with them, going over all this.
Yeah, we meet.
I've seen the red lines. There's a lot of things in there, red lines to be discussed at a later time.
We met last Thursday.
Yes, sir.
We're meeting again tomorrow with the principals and athletic director and arts director, working on the budget. But all the coaches are screaming right now because they got to get their orders in, but there was no money. So, but they haven't finished collecting their orders. They don't know exactly. There's just a lot that we know we need, but I can't put it on a piece of paper at this time. But a month
but you're
from
in
now,
those meetings.
So oh yeah, yeah.
I trust them. Well, but from the accountability, we said we weren't going to do this.
Do what?
Just open up a checkbook. These were going to be vetted by the principal and the coach.
The requests are from the principal and the coach. Yes. They're not from anybody else except the principal and the coaches. There is no request for Mac or anybody on the board. All we do is we vet the request that the principals and coaches bring to us, but we just felt like we were going to end up being behind if we didn't watch out. And so, but I, you know, if y'all want to take that out at this point in time.
And where are they going to be at in 2 weeks when we have another meeting?
I don't know. That's what we're going to meet tomorrow with the budgets and find out where it's at. I just, again, we move at light speed right now trying to,
because of the color guard and the marching band. Yes, that's a spring thing.
Things that nobody even thought about. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, no, we don't have this. We don't have that because we don't have anything. So that's why I suggested we go ahead and give it a buffer to get through this budgeting process and get our goal is to absolutely get on an annual budgeting basis and get out of this. There's a fire to be put out every week because we can't keep doing that, and I understand it. But I'm hoping that after this next meeting, and then I suggested that we would have a retreat with us, Mac, and the principals and the coaches.
I think you've helped me make my decision.
Okay.
Because you are in those meetings.
I am.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know.
Chris, would you mind scrolling up? No, the other way. There's right there. That's just an example of what the principal redlined and mm-hmm. took out of this report. And if you keep going, you'll see another department, I think. And because of the detail that's being provided to us, I'm good with this.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, we're gonna stay on top of it. They're gonna stay on top of it. This is not just opening checkbooks.
Yeah, and we had said this year is all first.
Yeah.
I mean, we're buying, having to buy equipment. Next year will be more of a. Now it's kind of doing this as far as expenses, but I think it'll level out.
I hope so. And Jeff,
their fundraising campaign. Mm-hmm. You know, we're matching. That's mm-hmm. the whole mission of this.
Yeah, and you know we have the galas in May.
Yeah,
they're doing the seafood festival this month.
That's right.
So they had the drawdown, and they're trying to grow others. But I very much respect your question, and I think mm-hmm. it's very, very valid.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just sort of in that difficult startup position. So,
and it is startup.
But we will continue to have communication and greater communication going forward between our principals, directors, and Matt with the city.
Well, I think you have. You're in those meetings.
I am. So.
And I appreciate this format.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to understand and gives us the confidence we need that everybody's on top of it.
Right. And the red lines, a lot of times, are the principal say, yes, we need this, but let's defer this to March so that we can go in because we got to have this now because of the timeline and the.
Ford, you are keeping up with it also, and I appreciate that. See how we got to that. Great. Thank you.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you, Board.
Well, thank you all for asking. I appreciate it. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. We will adjourn and move immediately to the Committee of the Whole.
Move to
any
adjourn.
Other questions?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. The Committee of the Whole meeting is called to order. Tuesday, February 18th, 2020. Please call the roll.
Councilmember Silvers.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Here.
Councilmember Costa is absent. Councilmember Boyd.
Here.
Mayor Kennan.
Here. Considering the previous minutes from the work session, regular council meeting committee of the whole, 2/4/2020. Those will be moved forward for review. Moving to new business under resolutions. I'm going to read through them. Down to number three, and then y'all tell me what you think. Resolution authorizing purchase of a real mower. Landscape, $55,741. purchase of a generator, Public Works, Sourcewell, $79,845. Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement with Thompson Engineering, Land Surveying Engineering Services. Resolution adopting a program for public information for the City of Orange Beach.
Lanny, I do have a question, Mayor, on that item number four. I read this today. Thank you so much for public notification and information, and it will help us with our points.
Yes, this is a culmination of a National Academies of Sciences grant, 100% grant funded. We created a community resilience working group. Many of the members are here. And develop this program for public information, which is basically a strategic plan for flood information disbursement to the community.
Yes, sir.
It's one of the pilot programs through a new FEMA initiative. Mm-hmm. We are probably the first city in Alabama to formally submit ours to FEMA, and one of the first in the nation. So this is kind of phase one of this process, is getting this plan approved. Adopted by the city and approved by FEMA.
Yes, sir.
And then we'll be applying for additional grant monies to move forward with an entire flood information system, which will be a GIS-based type flood information system, be one of the few in the nation.
In the nation, great.
And it's all grant funded. Didn't cost us a penny.
Thank you.
Thank you
for your hard work.
Yes. Sir.
Appreciate it.
It's a great.
In your committee.
Resolution appropriating funds to the Orange Beach Education Foundation, $6,012.20. Resolution authorizing execution of software service agreement, Locality Media. First due size up, planning, tracking, communication services for the fire department. Any questions on any of that? All right.
Good.
If not, we'll open the floor for public comments, questions, thoughts. Anything on your mind?
Mr. Bill? Jeffries.
Mayor, Council, going back to Woody's presentation on Arbor Day, in the past, anything that was left over that was we could put on the islands of Perdido have done that, and I hope we can continue. We've never asked publicly to do that, but I know Woody is new and hasn't been a part of that. But we've always taken, actually, I probably did some of that on the city dollar when I was working on the water and I got some planning done early. But if we can get those trees that we can use, I'd like to do that.
Well, shame you. We should dock you.
I think we ought to build Jeffrey's tree. Yeah. On the island.
Since you mentioned the Seafood Festival, that is coming up very, very shortly. Actually, it'll be next Saturday, the 29th. That will be at the wharf from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. This will be the largest festival that we've had to date, so everyone pray for good weather. We have 130 arts and crafts vendors. Of course, two stages going simultaneously. Platinum Premier Duo, Sugarcane Jane, Webb Dalton, just a lot of good things going on. One of the largest kid zones that we've ever had, and anticipating largest car show. We've been getting applications in just steadily. So one of the things that's going to be changing this year, it's not a change, it's just an addition, something we've talked about before, never really kind of got organized. Being that this now is a MAC fundraiser, and with their kids and the schools and everything involved, we really are getting the kids involved. And so one of the little things will be changing. There is no charge to come to the event. There never has been. But when you pull up into those parking lots, there will be students and parents and teachers, I'm sure, out there as well, taking donations. So, you know, they're asking for a $2 per car. That's a little bitty thing. But if you can just bring extra change, you know, just fill those things up, because that money's going to the schools directly right then, right there. So it's not actually coming back to MAC in any way. It's going actually to the school. So getting those people involved and getting it being a part of you know, the reason that we're here, you know, will be a really good thing. And also, the Planner Pima Mobile is going to be here. They reached out to us, and I said, how did you find us? And they said, well, we do 600 events a year, and we're going to be on the Florida Panhandle, and we found your event, and we want to come. And I'm like, absolutely. And I said, we know that the Planner Peanut Man got retired. Does that mean we're going to have a little baby peanut? And she sort of laughed, and I said, I'm going to take that as a yes.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll have a baby peanut.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie.
And thank you for all your hard work through up to years with the Seafood Festival. Because if it wasn't for you, gosh, I don't know what we would have done.
Yeah. Now, she is Miss Seafood Festival.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah. Have we done a T-shirt?
Actually, they're not doing a T-shirt this year.
Okay.
The school, the Makos, will be out there with shirts and things like that. So it's not a festival T-shirt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Anybody else? Pretty docile group.
Everybody got through Valentine's Day? That's awesome. That's good.
We already had Valentine's Day. All righty, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Happy Mardi Gras, everyone.